Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
From the rough and rowdy streets of Hamburg to the cellars of Liverpool's ancient and not-so-honorable alleys, the Beatles were already legend. And like musical boulders dropped into still water, the story of that strange, overpowering audience reaction rippled across the continent. Perhaps Roger Christian can explain a few reasons for this Beatlemania.
One reason is John Lennon, the chief Beatle. Without John, there would be no Beatles. John was the one who organized the group and gave them their name, one that has become, in the past year, the most important word in the English vocabulary. On October 9th, 1940, John Winston Lennon was born in Liverpool. He grew to be 5 feet 11 inches tall, with brown hair and brown eyes. John Lennon is a determined 23-year-old whose somewhat stern face gives the impression of an angry young man. Fittingly, Lennon is called the chief Beatle. We don't let it count for much, really, he says. If we've got to have a leader, I'm him. The appointment of John as group leader came about not from necessity, but only to fulfill a public demand. People kept coming up and asking who the leader of the group was. The Beatles replied, nobody. The people said, well, there must be a boss. So the others said to me, well, you started the whole thing off, John, so you've got to be our leader. And that's the way it was. John goes on to say, ours is a cooperative group. Nobody lays down any laws. We talk things over. We have our rows. Nothing serious, though. Just differences like any other human being. And like his three fellow Beatles, Lennon is an individual who doesn't hesitate at any time to speak his mind. Once, when asked about politics, he replied, politics? They have no message for me, nor for any of our group. The bomb, nuclear disarmament, well, like everyone else, I don't want to end up a festering heap. But I don't stay up nights worrying. I'm preoccupied with life, not death. Born in Liverpool, John attended Liverpool High School and later the Liverpool College of Art. Lennon readily admits his school life was far from being successful. He goes on to say, my whole school life was a case of I couldn't care less. It was just a joke as far as I was concerned. But don't think I'm proud of it. I wouldn't want anyone to follow my example. Al Wyman, in our Beatle biography in Sound, probes deeper into John Lennon's fascinating mind.
Although two of the three R's of school held no particular fascination for John Lennon, he always had a desire to express himself with the medium of the third R, writing. His originality of style is evident in his book published by Simon & Schuster, the book aptly entitled In His Own Right, is a huge sales success. When John was asked if he employed the help of a ghostwriter, he jocularly replied,
no, who's going to help you with a thing like that?
He never gets right.
As for the offbeat style John employed within its pages, he candidly says,
well, that's the way I think.
The huge success of his book amply overshadows his self-admitted failures in school. But even before his literary achievement, John was to taste success in a Liverpool club called The Cavern. But what if there had been no Cavern Club, no Brian Epstein, no George Martin, no Capitol Records, no Lady Luck to smile down on those four lads from Liverpool? George Harrison very simply puts it this way.
I don't know. I know if we weren't making a lot of money and popular, then we'd just be poor, unpopular Beatles.
After many successful months of playing at the Cavern, the Beatles landed a booking tour with a Larry Parnes pop show. The job wasn't a very good one, just backing a young singer, but it was the first time that the Beatles had played outside of their native Liverpool. After that came their booking at the Indra Club in Hamburg, Germany, and a short time later, their discovery by Brian Epstein. While in Germany, the other Beatles, at that time including the late Stuart Sutcliffe, Paul McCartney, who had been with John since the days of the not-too-successful Nerk twins, and George, who had just become a Beatle, all found the young German Fräuleins much to their liking. But it was clear that John, although greatly elated over the group's newfound fame, longed for his home in Liverpool. And in his words, "My love was in Liverpool. She and I met one day and suddenly fell in love. Later we were married and I love her." And like every good husband, John wanted his family to have financial security. However, at this point, this seems to be the least of his worries.
Baby, all night long. Rock your baby, all night long. Rock your baby, all night long. right. Every chance that I get, I am placing a bet on the sun in the sky. Back. Yes, I can, 'cause I'm strong enough to show you I'm a man. And I hate what you do when your poison seeps through and you're laughing at me. And if you take this away from me, I'll never forgive you, can't you see?
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
But I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Airplanes coming in and this plane's going out. Of joy can I steal from this day? She didn't have the time to call me and say if the things I'd have were valid and true. I got everything in the world but you, everything in the world but you. Everything. I've got this expression that I know I deserve. The key slides in the lock, who's been here in my face?
I got everything, everything.
Who's been drinking coffee, what's this paper and pen? What crumbs of joy can I steal from this day? Time to call me and say if the things I'd have were valid and true.
I got everything in the world but you, everything in the world but you, everything in the world but you.
I got everything. My
and as it ripped to shreds, the phone rings on the floor. But I can't pick it up, I can't take any more. There are planes flying in and there's planes flying out. But I look up to the sky and I'm left in no doubt. What crumbs of joy can I steal from this day? Time to call me to say, if the things I'd have were valid, true, I got everything in the world but you. If the things I'd have were valid, true, I got everything in the world but you. Everything in the world but you. Everything in the world.
Sickness at the end.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
20 below. Whole town is under snow. Mercury's falling, it just won't quit. What are you doing out in it? Come inside, love, into the warmth. It's freezing. Inside's where you should be. Don't try to argue with me. Out there it's cruel and cold. Please do as you're told. Come in. Inside, love, into the warmth.
Come inside, love, into the warmth.